If that beholder happens to be a police officer who finds you with a piece of chalk in hand and your art on a public sidewalk, you might be in some trouble. It's one of those gray areas. Albany Police spokesperson Steve Smith says there is no specific general city ordinance for using chalk on sidewalk.
However, there is a general city ordinance for obstructing pedestrian traffic. Officers have discretionary powers. Given the situation at hand, they would determine whether or not a person using chalk on the sidewalk is obstructing pedestrians from walking on the sidewalk and make sure there's a normal flow of pedestrian traffic.
Last month, Albany police confronted chalk artist Emily Hamilton Epstein as she worked on a mural on a city street.
They were telling me that what I was doing was vandalism. They didn't say anything about obstructing the sidewalk.
Epstein says she got the okay from the Hudson River Coffee House, whose Quail Street storefront adjoins the sidewalk, and she maintains the chalk art is not vandalism, since chalk is water-soluble and easily washed away by rain.
The city does put markings on the sidewalk quite often. You'll see some bright orange lines or something like that.
3 years ago, Emily got into trouble in Philadelphia for drawing on the sidewalks of South Street.
South Street is like the Lark Street of Philadelphia. I was coloring for about 4 hours. I had asked store owner for permission to color in front of the building next door. It was vacant, and they said it was fine.
After a few hours, Emily was arrested. A judge later found her not guilty. She sued the city of Philadelphia and won. Emily chalked the incident up to experience. She enjoys working with chalk and is taking her talents over to Albany's Central Avenue next weekend for the Drawing Up Central Sidewalk Chalk Art Contest. Molly Belmont is the marketing specialist for the Central Avenue Business Improvement District.
We'll be bringing in artists from across the region to do sidewalk chalk murals right on the Central Avenue sidewalks. We're going to have a Central's Choice category that the public can weigh in on and cast ballots for their favorite. And then we're also going to have a grand prize awarded. We have a group of judges who will go around and take a look at all of the different murals and choose their favorite in both the adult and the youth category.
Belmont says the May 11th contest is part of Albany's annual Tulip Festival. APD's Steve Smith thinks art on the sidewalk beats unsightly and illegal graffiti any day. The city has renewed efforts in recent weeks to stamp out graffiti using a new app.
Chalk is not permanent. When you get into using spray paint graffiti on private property and where it causes permanent damage, obviously, that is certainly an issue. It's criminal, and it's a quality of life issue.
Chalk proponents suggest that if you or someone you know can create a masterpiece with a few spray cans in the dead of night, think what you might do with a box of multicolored chalk in broad daylight, with the possibility of winning a prize. Again, Molly Belmont.
It's open enrollment from now until May 11th, and it is a $10 fee. The fee covers the square and the sidewalk chalk, and also we are giving out complimentary t-shirts for all of the participants.
Emily Epstein will be there. She hopes you will be too.
Turning a gray sidewalk into a work of art on a warm, sunny day, it's like not only good for the body, but good for the mind. Other people walking by, sometimes their faces will light up when they see the art on the sidewalk.
There's a link to Drawing Up Central on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.